Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Welcome to the movement on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
WAOK, voice of the community. One day all them bags gonna get in your way, so
put them down,
bag lady.
Put them down, reduce.
Oh man, it's a dope show today.
It's Women's World Wednesday.
It's Women's World Wednesday. It ought to be dope,
Dr.
you know.
Slaughter, and
I want to say this to you. I want to say this to you.
Yes, sir.
Sharon J. Hill.
Uh oh.
Sharon J. Hill really single-handedly saved Women's World Wednesday. She heard me say on this show that, you know what, sisters ain't calling in, you know, and I'm trying to talk about sisters' subjects and sisters ain't responding. And so, shucks, I come up with new stuff every day. I just come up with something new to do on Wednesday, because before it was Women's World Wednesday, it was What It Do, What You Reading Wednesday. So, I mean, we'll do something different, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that is what you said. You said, I'll go back to the authors.
I'll go back to bringing in authors on Wednesday. It's all cool. And you reached out to me. You was like, no.
I did say, oh, no, Dr. Slimer. Yeah.
And JD reminded me that Women's World Wednesday was his idea. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But I said, I was like, hey, you know, just let's come up with something else. You go back to the office. And you said, no. And I.
Can I help, Sam? Try to salvage it.
Right. And so it's a done deal. We're going to be doing this.
So instead of Sanford and Son, salvage it.
Anyway, in the studio with us. I cannot just fully with you. I can only partially.
He put the brakes on. Okay.
Y'all know our dear sister who we love. Friend of the movement, Nicole Buffon.
Yes.
And she has, as it has been described, has spread her wings and elevated, and now she is, she went from being the director for the state of Georgia to becoming, being in charge of the Caribbean as it relates to minorities for medical marijuana. And now she's gone to Las Vegas, and she's holding down the West Coast, I guess, for minorities for medical marijuana. But today, in the studio, we have the founder and the president of Minorities for Medical Marijuana.
Who did it herself.
The sister who pulled this whole thing together. And it's a powerful organization that is much needed in our community. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, put your hands together for my dear sister, Roz McCarthy.
Good morning. Yeah. Good morning, Atlanta. Good morning.
Good morning, my sister.
Good morning, my brother.
You did that thing, sister.
She did that.
You found some of the most powerful people to represent you.
Let me tell you something, brother. I got the best team in the nation in regards to not just talking about medical marijuana or cannabis or anything like that. Mm. You're just talking about black folks.
Yeah.
That look like
just
you and
black
I.
Black people, yeah.
That are no crabs in a bucket, no trying to get over, just working together. So we have folks in 24 different states that are just working together for the movement, for the cause in their respective states, making sure that people of color have a place in this industry.
You know, it's crazy because when you talk about it, I got to just reference Nicole as being one of those people that
yes, she is.
That you're talking about.
Absolutely.
I mean, Nicole, when I became ill, Nicole took me to the health food store,
yes.
took me to the Sevenanda,
yes.
and told me, you need to eat this, you need to eat that. She sent me the Dr. Sebi diet.
Yes.
She sent it to me.
Yes.
And she was my reference point as I was making the transition into a plant-based diet.
Yes.
Right? And I'm talking about she walked me through it. And then when we went to the store together, not only was she helping me, but it was other people that was
around
just in the store.
Yes.
And she was like, well, this is what you need to do.
Right.
And this is how you do. You know, she
has
just,
that energy that
oh,
you know,
my goodness.
And let me tell you something. The work that she does, and it is work, and she doesn't look at it as work, but it is. I mean, she's out there. She puts herself out there. She tells her own personal story,
yes,
her own
does.
Personal journey.
Yeah.
She's a blank canvas. I'm going to tell you something. When I create the organization and as I brought people on, I'm led by the Spirit. I allow the universe to kind of direct me in how I do things.
Yes.
God is my, he is the creator.
Yep.
He
right.
was the one that put this this baby inside this body of mine.
You are a healer.
Yes.
No, for real.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
We that's what we do. We are healers.
Yes, yes,
okay?
yes.
I teach a class. I'm a seminary professor.
Okay. Okay.
And a pastor. And I taught, she said, oh. I didn't know. But I was talking to my students yesterday. One of the types of healers is a prescriptionist.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You got shaman, you got sacred mediums, you got priests and ritualists, but you also have prescriptionists. And prescriptionists are healers who use herbs in order to bring about healing in the lives of people. And they bathe the whole process with a sense of spirituality through prayer and through meditation. And, it ain't just, oh, man, we fit to smoke some weed.
Right. No,
that ain't what we're doing.
It's
here.
Communal. Right. Cannabis and the use of cannabis and the spirituality that goes with it, I didn't know this until I started doing my research because we as black folks, and I'm just going to keep it real this morning. Mm-hmm. If you let me keep it real, let's keep it real.
You better get it.
Let's keep it real.
The blackest show on radio, you better get it.
Well, let's get it. Because the one thing about it is that when we were brought up, it was called the gateway drug. It was like if you on dope and it was all bad. And we didn't understand the communal, the spiritual aspect of it, the medical aspect of it. And I had to basically, after losing a parent in 2005 to breast cancer, and my mom passed away, she was diagnosed 1 year, and the next year she was gone. Mm. And that last...
I'm sorry to hear
that.
Thank you, sir.
Wow. That last 6 months, it was precipitous. It was seeing her in the quality of life, the poor quality of life, it happened so rapidly. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, I thought about, what she went through as I was learning more about this plant and from a medical aspect, and especially when it comes to cancer patients.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have a son who is now 20 years old who attends FAMU, Florida A&M University, in pharmacy school, and my son has sickle cell.
Okay.
And so I am a sickle cell mom. I have been... I am a kid that was born 1 pound, 13 ounces, who has been struggling in healthcare wise all of his life, but never complains, never says a word. And so when I started in for MM, I'm based in Florida, and I looked at it as my opportunity to, one, make sure that people that look like me, one, we got to get educated about
the
plant.
Were you behind getting that at FAMU? Getting that?
What? What?
Is that a question?
Is that a question? You're going to make me
Dr.
say something.
Dr. Slaughter.
No, doctor, listen.
You ain't no joke, Rob.
You know what? This is the universe, and this is God planting this. He put this in my womb. I have a great friend of mine, and he's up in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, Roz, this is your baby to birth. And he would tell me all the time, don't give it to anyone else. It ain't time to share it with anyone else yet. You got to incubate it.
You can't be scared, though. You're a courageous sister.
Yeah, because I lost everything trying to bring this to fruition because I stopped taking new clients. I was a consultant at the time.
Mm.
I wasn't working full time. I had two kids in high school, one in high school, one in middle school.
Mm.
And they were looking at me like, our whole quality of life has changed from a income perspective because I basically had to stop looking at 9-to-5 consulting clients and look at how do I breathe life into this organization, into this mission. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to do that. And so in 2017, as Florida was coming online, that's when the opportunity to influence FAMU getting, like, for you guys, go ahead, sir.
No, I need you to know that we got to go to a break.
Well, I'll stop.
Okay. Put a pin right there.
I'll put it right there.
Okay. Boom.
And then we're going to pivot into this.
Anything you want to talk
this
about.
This conversation. Oh, we're going to pivot into this commercial situation.
All right.
And then we're going to come back.
Thank you.
Okay. This Nova from Queen Sugar. That's to get you there.
And,
you know? That's to get them there.
Nicole,
that's right.
Nicole is listening and she sends her love.
I know. I love you, Nicole.
Yeah, we love you, Nicole.
All right, Nicole.
Don't get no better. All right. We'll be black when we get back. The more this thing called the movement. I got Roz McCarthy in the studio, the founder and president and CEO and the mother of Minorities for Medical Marijuana.
Right.
Just the mother, not the...
You know. Okay.
That part.
On News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Okay.
That man is fine, many fine, yeah. So fine, that's why he's mine, yeah.
Talk 1380 WAOK. It's the voice. It's your brother, Sharon J. Hill, my guest star today, and
Women's
my special
World
guest
Wednesday.
In the studio, Roz McCarthy, the founder, CEO of Minorities for Medical Marijuana, Inc., a national nonprofit organization representing the cannabis and hemp industry.
Yes. And 2018 Cannabis Industry Organization of the Year.
There you go.
It ought to be.
Out of everybody, out of DPA, Drug Policy Alliance, mm-hmm. out of Normal, we received that. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
So we're so super proud.
Okay.
Roz, you a monster, Roz.
Over Normal.
A best kept secret, man.
So some legislation was passed last night.
Yes, it was.
In the city called the A for the state of Georgia.
Okay,
talk about what you know about it and how it's impacting
how it
and affecting
done.
Black people.
Absolutely.
And how it got
how
done.
It got
how,
done.
Let's start with how it got done.
Okay.
How
yes.
it got done is folks that are, we have a new chapter president because Nicole has, again, she's spreading her wings and flying and doing
we
got
to bring the new chapter president in.
Yes,
too.
Yes, yes. Stanley Atkins. And Stanley, if you're listening, good morning, my brother.
Has been just
standing in the gap, working hard as an advocate, came on board. Took over for Nicole. Mm. He's a gentleman that will go down to that Capitol, and he will be there from 10 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night.
Mm. Wow.
And so working with organizations like the Green Rush team, Coach Harris, good morning, Coach.
I know.
You know Coach.
Oh, Coach, have Coach, mercy. Hey, see listen, him in the halls at the Capitol.
See
yes.
Coach in the halls of the Capitol.
Yes.
Mm. He is a brother who is very passionate about us participating in
yes.
the hemp industry.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't apologize
That's
that
right.
this is going to be a multi-billion dollar industry that comes into Georgia
right.
and that our urban farmers, our black farmers should deserve, they have a right to be able to participate in that ecosystem
mm-hmm.
that's going to create jobs, that's going to create money, that's going to create wealth for these counties,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want to see that it's only for a certain group of people.
Only white folks should not be able to
only white folks should not.
Say the word. Say
God bless the white folks, but you know what? Share a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But on that...
Be fair.
But with that being said, we have to be on
equity.
Our stuff. We got to know our business. So the fact that now there's two bills that passed in Georgia, like the session for Georgia for 2019 is now officially over.
Over.
Right.
Right.
So the reason why things got on the bills that were going to be supportive for communities of color is people like Representative Billy Mitchell, people like Representative Winfrey Dukes, people like Senator Sims, Representative Smyre, who sat on the committee for the medical marijuana, HB 324. If you guys want to know what the bill is and what it says, go Google. The final bill should be out online.
Mm-hmm.
It's HB 324. That's going to be Georgia's medical marijuana bill. It spells out exactly what you can do, how do you get a license, how many licenses are going to be available. There's going to be a big pharmacy component. So if you're a pharmacist, if you own a pharmacy, the pharmacies are going to be the conduit to get the medicine to the people.
Dispenser.
It's not like in Florida. In Florida, the conduit is companies that own these dispensaries, and they get the medicine out. In Georgia, you have done it differently. So we need to know where. First, you got to know what's the framework of what's going on, and then you figure out how you get in the mix and play. And there's going to be a lot of opportunity for folks to play. Mm-hmm. And I just encourage you to go and pull that up. But also, you know, connect with M4MM. That's our job, is to help our folks get connected.
That is 448-922-7003 is the number. My lines are blazing.
All right.
Tabba Cootie been holding, man. I got to get him up in here. Tabba Cootie, come on, brother.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Spada. How are you? And good morning to your guests.
Good morning. Good morning, brother.
Good morning.
Well, Dr. Spada, you raised the question if things are going to get better or worse for black people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from this Chicago election, Dr. Slaughter, mm-hmm. I think it's going to get worse. Now,
say
there
why.
Were eight people that was caught taking money from Rahm Emanuel to cover up the murder of Laquan McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, out of that eight, six of them won their seats back. One didn't run, and another one is in a runoff.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of shows, I guess, you know, some of the people have just maybe disengaged. And then I looked at the two people who was running for mayor. The one that won, Dr. Slaughter,
mm-hmm.
on their platform, she had stuff for, you know, illegals. She had stuff for, may well say, the white gay community.
Because it's a large population of migrants in Chicago. Go
yeah.
ahead.
Mm-hmm. What I'm saying, they had nothing for, neither one of them had any platform for black people, but they want the black vote. And that's my concern,
mm-hmm.
and it brings me back to what you read, those three things you read regarding Dr. Claude Anderson,
mm-hmm.
about blacks in high public office could not use their position to publicly encourage support or direct mm-hmm. calls to alter black economic conditions,
mm-hmm.
and there was two others, but I know I don't have time to read them. But it just it concerns me. It's like every other demographic, including those that cannot vote people into office, have access to the black vote and black representation, and black folks can't use it.
Yeah, that's a problem, man. I thank you for your call. And that's why I ask, and I was shouting out to any of our listeners in Chi-Town City to holler at us and let us know how black people really feel. But we know how black people felt because black people put her in office.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know what kind of change that we're looking for and what kind of change is going to come out of the fact that a sister who is openly gay is now the mayor of Chicago.
Former prosecutor.
Yeah, but she's a former federal prosecutor. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll be back when we get back with more. The final segment is coming. It's the movement. Black Talk the Hard Way.
Three times. Four times. Miss J.
Interrupt the girl.
Mick Jade, Miss Jade, I don't know Miss Jade. That ain't Miss Jade from down the hall, is it? Okay. All right, now, I don't know Miss Jade. I remember, we Jade on V103. I have a sister, you know, my radio sister.
Yes.
Anyway, 4049, I don't be knowing everything. I know, see, that's the thing.
A little of everything.
I know a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know everything. Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to know everything.
Yeah, I know a lot about
that's
a whole
right.
lot of stuff,
that's right.
though.
But you surround yourself
it's
around
the people
that know.
Yeah. The
and then you just
know.
It just enhances yeah. everything that you do.
No doubt about it. Speaking of enhancing everything that we do, let me go to my sister, Shay. Shay, what's up?
Good morning, Dr. Pilates. You don't have to worry about knowing everything because the sister's got your back.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. What,
yes,
what's going
sir.
On?
Hey, Shay.
Hey, Shay. This is Sharon Shay.
What's up?
Sharon J. Listen.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much.
I just called to quickly say that this has been the best Women's World Wednesday ever.
Thank you.
I thought that was last week. Anyway. I thought that was the week before last. I don't know.
Well, it's only on the best show ever in radio.
It's
hello?
It's the dopest show in the universe.
In
the galaxy.
What you need to know.
In the galaxy. We are the black hole of radio.
So, hey, if it weren't for the community voice, man, we would be lost.
You know what I'm saying?
Thankful for it.
No doubt. So where are we, Shay? Are things getting better or worse for black people in America?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that they're definitely getting better. It's just that the... Mm-hmm. Opposition is doing everything they can to dismantle all the progress that's happening.
That's an interesting take.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might be most accurate. Things are getting better, but the opposition is getting worse.
Yes.
Better at how they are being
doing
the worst.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go with that.
Interesting take on this whole thing. I appreciate your call, Shay. 404-892-2703. Let me get my last call in because I got to finish out with Roz. Brother Jihad, come on.
Hey, good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
I'm gonna agree with Shay. I do believe that things are getting better because you and I and other people are out there and the ladies in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the opposition is going to remain. The opposition is proven that it's going to be the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
mm-hmm.
the more astute become, the better. I'm not going to submit to them being victorious over us at all. You know what I mean? Period.
I like that.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, and I like to also commend the sisters on the medical marijuana activity and opening us up to that particular thing. But however, I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the distinction, or is there a distinction, is what I should say, between the street marijuana that's sold that the average people are smoking
mm-hmm.
and medical marijuana. Is there a distinct difference between the two?
Good question.
And is there any negative ingredient in marijuana, or marijuana is just this utopian plant?
Good question, brother.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for your call.
Yes.
Roz, you're the expert.
Absolutely.
You can answer that.
First and foremost, brother, thank you so much for the positive energy. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. I appreciate the words. You know what? In regards to the plant, the cannabis plant is a beautiful plant. And the plant, it grows, and there's different ways it can be grown. And it can be actually, from a geneticist standpoint, it can be crafted to support different issues and medical issues that are happening with individuals. So to answer your question, the state of Georgia, the way they're going to have it in the program here in Georgia, you're not going to have access to flower or vape. And that means if you've seen the vape cartridge that has the oil in there, where you can mm-hmm. actually just take a, if you're in pain or if you have an issue going on, mm-hmm. That oil that's in that cartridge, you just kind of go, you inhale it, and then you go from there. That's not going to be available in Georgia. The only thing that's going to be available is going to be the oil, the tincture, and also probably topicals. The thing mm-hmm. about the medical marijuana, you know, again,
you have different strains. You have indica versus sativa. You have terpenes and all these different flavonoids that are in the plant. Mm-hmm. So, you know, street-wise, when it was grown, you didn't know where it was coming from. You didn't know exactly how they fumigated it. You didn't know all of the different properties of the plant. Mm. Now what they're trying to do is make a science of it from a cultivation standpoint, then now that you can track and trace your plant and understanding what type of nutrients you use, how it's being grown, if you're cloning, if you're doing hybrids, there's mm-hmm. different ways that you can take this plant and all of the different the compounds that's within the plant and make it so that it's applicable. We have a gentleman who's on our board, and he's one of the top three cultivators in the country, Jamal Hackler. And shout out to Jamal in Seattle, Washington. He has tissue cultures. He's doing tissue cultures with the plant to understand how can we create certain strains that are very specific to African Americans and some of the medical conditions that we face, the diabetes and the neuropathy pain. Mm-hmm. How can we create a plant that really helps to control that? And mm-hmm. it's not just inhaling, it's the topicals. I have a herniated mm-hmm. disc, and I use a topical that is the bomb. And mm-hmm. there's so many ways that we can look at this plant from a medical and medicinal standpoint to understand how can we treat and how can we increase and provide a better quality of life. So hopefully I answered the question. There's so many different pieces to that. But
you know, also the other piece is, and that's cool, you know, the medical piece.
Right.
But as we were talking about off mic, you know, the therapeutic piece.
Mm. Absolutely.
That it makes you feel better.
Well, that's a medical. That's
okay.
Yeah.
Taking you know
care.
What I'm saying? What people do is confuse, because they use the term recreational.
Right.
Well, listen, let me say, can I say this once and for
say
all?
It.
The reason that black folks been smoking weed for years,
say
for
it.
Decades, is because we are in pain.
Yes.
Because we live in a society that inflicts pain on us daily. And the only reason folks don't want us to be able to access anything that will relieve our pain is because they get off on us being in pain.
Look at this. PTSD is one of the major medical conditions throughout the country that you can use.
And there is no black person in this country that is not suffering from PTSD.
So think about, you know, our inner cities. And I used to live in Inglewood. I used to have helicopters over my house every single night. So think about a mom that has a family that's has seen someone killed right in her driveway.
Yeah.
She suffers from PTSD.
Yes.
Now, when Muffy got PTSD, it's okay. But when, you know, if it's Shaquita.
Muffy.
But if it's Shaquita
okay.
got it,
not Molly,
again,
Muffy, Molly,
whatever. But if it's the black folks, if it's the black women that have it,
that's
it becomes
right.
an issue.
Shaniqua.
That's a Shaniqua.
Come on.
You know, exactly. So let's keep it real. Next
Ronald.
Time I'm on here, we're going to talk about the economics of this
right.
industry.
That's the real reason.
And catch me on m4mmunited.org is our website.
Thank you.
877.
That's M4.
mmunited.org. Our phone number is 877-900-0832. I have a show every Friday on Facebook Live. It's called Can I Talk with Roz. Catch us on there. We talk about a whole bunch of stuff.
Didn't know that was
didn't
you.
Know, didn't know that was me. That's okay. me, bro.
Now you know. Yeah. See,
it's
all
on
this.
Facebook Live. Mm. Can I Talk with Roz? It's on the M4MM United page. Come check us out. We need you guys to weigh in. Tell us what you want to know. We are there for you. And thank you, brother, for having me on today, man. I appreciate
it's
you.
It's been my honor, sister. You know how to get out of an interview, too. That's cool.
That's
what I'm talking about. I love when folks know how to do radio. Sharon J. Hill.
Yes,
how can folks get at you?
Well, follow at Public EYE Report and at Difference G-O on Twitter. Sharon J. Hill.
On the Twitter.
The Twitter. Oh, it's okay. Sharon J. Hill. On Facebook, and hey, in the community.
Anywhere where sisters need representation, you there.
Making
Amen.
It. Look.
Let me out of here.
It's all of us.
Peace to the people. What I say? What is it? Peace to peace. Mm-hmm. To the Archbishop and the Holy Family, to the beloved community that I love so well, to my DJ, DJ, JD. Smooth, criminal in the place to be, to the sister that writes well, Joyce LaTelle. And you, all I want you to do is love me, and I'm going to love you black. On News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
Yeah. Are you not entertained? Is this not why you were here?
I ain't scared of you. I'm down for a fight. This is the blackest show on radio.
Florida, look, you need to make this thing a movement, not just a talk show.
It is a movement. I like
movement.
That name. The Movement with Dr. F.P.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.